Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus, baby. 815-939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me take a second to give a huge, huge shout out and a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the move these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Next clip of Coach Brian Clohman. After. What?
Well, we'll do one. It's a little more serious here.
Okay.
How about this? Louisville assistant Brian Clohman says, when talking about NIL and recruiting.
Okay.
He says, you've heard about.
I think he has that one.
Oh, do you got that one? Okay, go ahead.
What you guys have done, listen to me. What you guys have done with 502, okay, in this basketball world, I can't speak for everybody, but in this basketball world, there's a lot of programs jealous. There's a lot of programs that I go on the road and they kind of look at us sideways like, man, y'all got all, you know, y'all got all the support. Y'all got, you know, and that's what it takes. It's a new era. And what you guys have provided for us is special. It's noted across the country by everybody. And there's a little fear in the hearts of people. And a lot of it has to do with this community and what you guys have done for us.
Okay. That wasn't this though.
Okay.
Yeah. That was cute though. Man, that was really nice. It's very nice of him to say. He says, you heard about all these canceled visits. Those usually come from something we have found out. Which adds to the, yeah, you know, Kentucky fan Louisville fans just think that everybody don't come is not going to, you know, it's all PK, you know, and it's like, yeah, sounds like it is. Sounds like
you and did. Again, the boldness to say it.
Mm-hmm.
The boldness to say, if you hear about a canceled visit, chances are it's something like, yeah, because we don't want to cancel visits and we don't want to have, we don't even schedule them unless we know a guy wants to make it to campus.
Yeah.
It's rare that Louisville's going to get canceled on, like legitimately canceled on, when, again, pair those two quotes you just heard. Everybody knows our reputation for having the bag.
Yep.
That's in one hand, Steve. Mm-hmm. When you're known for having the bag, yes, at the very least, your program could suck.
Yeah.
I could not have an intention in the world of going to your program.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody nationally knows, well, or the perception is, they got the money.
Yeah.
For the worst place to cancel a visit would be somebody who we can leak the rumor that NIL just went up $500,000 because I took a visit to Louisville.
Absolutely.
Yeah, couple that with, we don't want cancellations, so we're not even going to schedule unless we know we're getting you on campus.
Well, and like I said, with some kids, it could just simply be something like what I feel like happened this time. Just that look, there was conversations with people on the team and in the locker room, and there was a few concerns with
maybe the immaturity was a little more than,
not really interested in bringing him in the locker room. Okay, cool. That means he's a bad kid. That means he's a bad player. You know, but
yeah, because there was a lot of,
but he's not for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of Illinois people. you know, kind of jumped on the video I did, you know, mm-hmm. just saying, like, anybody saying anything negative about it. It's like, okay.
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe it's a little immature.
Yeah,
maybe. Or maybe it's a bad fit.
Just not for us.
Yep, yep, a different fit.
Yeah.
But it was exciting for him to, I mean, it's good to hear him acknowledging the effect of NIL.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the effect and the perception.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's like, it sounds very appreciative to have a war chest ready to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great thing.
Which was, and which was one of our original, you know, okay, whenever you're choosing or whenever you're looking at the strengths and weaknesses, a strength is how much they've been succeeding with less or with yeah. equal to their peers. Kind of NIL, kind of facilities, kind of, you know, not the advantages that mm-hmm. you have here. So it's like, okay, you know, pros and cons. The guy's been working well with what he has. That's a good this is a good place to be working from.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. So there was a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff he said from there. Now I will say
Hank's from Asheville.
Oh, is he? Coleman?
Listen. We might have went to middle school together.
Probably not.
Elementary. Elementary.
Yeah.
In Asheville, North Carolina.
I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Listen, he finished school the same year I did.
Mm-hmm.
At Tennessee. He's from Asheville, North Carolina. If he really grew up there, we got to be same age.
Probably. Probably close. He's a scary looking dude, man.
I do like him going. Listen, he went right up our alley. It's Nikki. Can you give me his hater voice one more time? Oh, it was on your NIL clip. I want you to ring his hater voice. This is how a hater sounds in his mind.
What you guys have done, listen to me. What you guys have done with 502.
Listen to his hater voice. Okay.
In this basketball world, I can't speak for everybody, but in this basketball world, there's a lot of programs jealous.
Listen.
There's a lot of programs that I go on the road and they kind of look at us sideways, like, man, y'all got all, you know, y'all got all the support, y'all got, you know, that's what it takes. it's a new era, and what you guys have provided for us, it's special. It's okay, noted yeah, across the country.
I just want to hear his hater voice.
Sideways, like, man, y'all got all, you know, y'all got all the support. Y'all got all the support. Y'all got, you know.
It's like, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay. Like, so that means you're out there actually. Look, that's when you can tell, you know, it's really happening. Because you can hear him actually make put a voice to a person.
That's a good one.
Okay, are there any more clips that we haven't been through on?
That's a good one.
Man, y'all got all.
Yeah, we do, and we're building a roster.
No,
here, man.
No apologies.
Yeah. So, oh, by the way, yesterday we did get Mike Cassidy finally got announced officially, so that was good.
They released the quotes, you know, like I said,
yeah,
for people to, I mean, you know, his background, do you have it in front of you at all?
This is what he said. Mike Cassidy is one of the brightest basketball minds I've ever worked with. As our offensive coordinator, he helps me design, implement, and adjust our offensive schemes. He's very skilled on the court, teacher of the game. Players gravitate to him because of his positive disposition, his sense of humor, and his obvious knowledge of the game. And he is very tied in. Now, that was the end of the quote. But he is very tied in overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. For people who don't know, like, crazy background with the
Also, Katie Kresnick and as assistant associate athletic trainer. And Tom Popovic.
Creative content.
Yeah, guy. Creative director of men's basketball. So I didn't want to leave them out. But they announced three of them.
Popovic played for him at Winthrop. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, it's important to have a guy, you know, you've been around you a long time. Talked about creative content guy, knows what I want to display, knows what I want, you know, knows what I want out of a program, knows how to you know, knows how to project what we're trying to, you know, yes. just show the world. So I did think I like that. Coach Cat, it's called him Cass. I keep wanting to say Cass.
Cass. Yeah. Well, he calls him Cass. Yeah. When PK's talking about him, he calls him Cass.
And look, Coach Cass. And I seen Khalifa also was like Cass.
Yeah.
So yeah, if people don't know, I mean, we're talking about he was a coach, I believe, at the center was the Australian Center yep. of Excellence. Yep. You know, I'm thinking the Gauss Center of Excellence, but
no,
yeah,
the great place, yeah. but yeah, no.
Point being, he's or the premier program. For the, you know, it's like basically the IMG Academy.
Oh, well, let me tell you real quick. He entered his third year as a College of Charleston last year. He was a Australia native. He brings a wealth of international coaching experience to the staff. This is his College of Charleston bio mm-hmm. last year.
Yep.
Prior to the College of Charleston, Cassidy spent 5 years playing an integral role with the Basketball Australia Center of Excellence. Mm-hmm. A world-class institution dedicated to junior basketball development in Australia and the future Boomers and Opals who compete for the Australian men's and women's national team. With the Center of Excellence, Cassidy was an assistant coach mm-hmm. competing in the NBL Division II Pro League in Australia. Additionally, he worked in Step Up, the NBA Global Academy, which is housed in Australia. The Center of Excellence has produced several NBA stars such as Andrew Bogut, Matthew Dellavedova, Dante Exum, Joe Ingles, Luke Longley, and Patty Mills. He is responsible for nationally identifying future talent for the Australian national teams, individually tailoring athletic development programs while teaching with a focus on shooting and international offensive and defensive trends. I like that. He helped lead multiple U19 national teams and helped steer the U18 national team to a silver medal at the Albert something tournament, an international competition held in Germany every 2 years. He's a major deal nationally. And that's the thing. If he had been identifying talent for the national team, that means he's been all over that area. Right. All over, you know.
Yeah, just every connection you would want international.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's a fantastic.
And you got to have that now. Like now, again, with your NIL, with your NBA, worldwide EuroLeague. Yeah. I mean, listen, as much as I complain about it, I can't say it's not the direction everything is going into.
Sure.
So.
So what about this? There is a lot of rumors going around that the SEC-ACC Challenge will be announced today.
I am going to be sick to my stomach when I see Louisville at Arkansas.
Well, Trilly Donovan put out a few. Now he really prefaced all these mm-hmm. with he said so there is some matchups. Here, let me find it. Okay, he said. He said, so a lot of these matchups were caveated mm-hmm. with something to the effect of, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, right.
So he said, don't quote me on this. Yeah, he said, but I don't have a ton of confidence. But he said, I've been told Auburn and Duke, Alabama, UNC, Texas A&M, Wake Forest, Syracuse for Florida, Virginia, Oklahoma, FSU, Missouri. That was the only ones. Mm-hmm. But that would make you think. That would make you think, man. If Duke, UNC, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Virginia all had matchups, it's like, yeah.
I got to go to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
It's like, you might be getting Arkansas, man. Like, it might actually happen.
Nikki, what is the nicest hotel in Fayetteville?
Oh, Arkansas? I'm going to that game.
Does it have a Hilton? That could be a game. Like a city, does it have a Hilton?
That's one of those, Steve. Like, listen, you know, we always make the joke when I say I might go, and you be like, "Yeah, you're not going."
No, yeah,
yeah. It's like I have to start preparing for Fayetteville, Arkansas.
If they announce that game today, I'll book a hotel today in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
for the day today.
Hilton Garden Inn in Fayetteville, baby.
That's it. How much is How much is a random room for I don't know, in December?
All right, let's take a look see, shall we?
Do a Wednesday fast. in early December.
A Wednesday, early December.
I need some help.
Wednesday the 11th. December 11th, search rooms. Let's see what we got here. Finding the best rates. Oh, best value. One king. Accessible room with a bathtub. $140 free parking.
So about 200. Game night, though.
Yeah, right.
Probably 200 some. That's not bad. I mean, you're not looking at a $400 or $500 room.
I'm paying.
If you want two queens, if you want me to come with you.
No, we all, me and Charity always get two beds. People ask why we have a sex bed.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good call. I like that.
Yep.
I'm paying $350 for my room.
Yeah. Good idea.
Don't sleep where you eat.
I'm getting the best. I'm getting the best. Listen.
See what you did there.
I want to be fully comfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna purchase the best abode possible.
Yeah.
In Fayetteville,
God, if we go down there in Calipari, just I hate him.
If
you better beat Kentucky.
If PK goes and wastes Calipari.
What if PK
goes and
beats Calipari?
Oh, my God.
And then beat Kentucky. I'd be like. And then Calipari went in to Rupp and beat Kentucky. Him, Pope would be fired. Pope wouldn't make it a year or two. They'd be like, he can't do it. He's out. Gone. Bye.
He might have 24 wins.
Bye. Get out. 20. And God forbid he does what he did this year at BYU.
Yeah.
You're a six seed and get beat by Duquesne. They'd be like, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. I don't want you no more. Who is that? Oh, God. What's her name? Oh, my gosh. She's one of the most beautiful women ever. Angela Bassett. Was that her name?
And
the Jackson.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want you no more.
Listen. No, that makes sense. A sex bed, Derby City Steve. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. That makes
sense. You got to go to Fayetteville, right?
This might not be heaven. Well, you should be.
You can blend in, too. I can wear all my Louisville gear and I get too much attention.
Oh, yeah. Because make no mistake about it, I'm wearing all my gear, baby. When I go to that Arkansas game,
What is it when you're just being outlandish with the gear?
Just peacocking?
Yeah, Fayetteville, just because there's not like
I'm going to be like Jair walking around.
Yeah. There's not going to be, because there's not going to be nastiness to it.
Cause I don't know about that.
Listen, from our end it will be. But
you don't think Arkansas is not going to be like, y'all better not let Louisville come down here and win.
Yes, but that's towards them.
Yeah, good point.
That's
good point.
Pressure on their good own. Point. Yeah, they're not.
We're just happy to be back.
We're just having fun. Come on down here to watch some good old basketball and checking out your quaint little town, Fayetteville.
Yeah, we'd have to do the show from the team hotel. Like, Drew and us, and we would have to do the shows from the team hotel down there.
The whole
thing. Right. Like, it would have to be like, yeah, we, like, it was, this is this a game.
Listen, we'd have to rent out one of the, what are the rooms, the lobby rooms, where just like the little dining halls and stuff. We'd have to just rent one of those out and just, yeah, we just got to get some catering and stuff going.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Cause we're going to eat hog.
Big ass hog. Cook a hog. Just sit right on it.
Have a good old fashioned pig picking.
Uh-huh. We ain't eating nothing but bacon today, boys.
Yeah. I may have
acid reflux all game.
I would tap into every bit of. Every bit of my trolley, Arkansas thing I can come up with.
Oh,
that
man.
Would be awesome.
Well, apparently we'll find out, if not today, I mean, it seems like in the next here little bit that we'll, next few days, no matter what, we'll get that announcement one way or the other. But I'm excited because there's a lot of good games you can have in that regardless. But it does make sense. Like, I've thought Bama would play Duke or UNC. My only thing was I kind of figured Arkansas would go to Duke because Duke went to Arkansas last year. And I thought that they would just run that one back because why wouldn't you? You know, I don't know if.
Because Arkansas's year last year.
But Duke also might have, Duke plays a brutal schedule already.
So they might just say, hey, man.
Duke opens up. Like, three of their first four games is, like, Kentucky. Then they play Kansas in a neutral site, too. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, they've got, like, crazy. So Duke might have also requested, like, hey.
Lighten up.
Give us an Auburn. That's a second-tier team. It's still really good, you know.
Somebody said, wear the Bobby Petrino neck brace.
I like Bobby, though.
I like Bobby.
They ain't got no beef with Bobby. Yeah, but there is a lot. But to that.
I don't think there's any nasty Bobbiness. Any Bobby nastiness?
I think I like.
Yeah. Something's working.
Something's not right there. But I think I like it. But yeah, no, there's a lot of just connection between Louisville and Arkansas. But hey, what if they surprise us all? What if they surprise us all? What if it's Louisville, Arkansas, and Louisville? I mean, we're just assuming that it for sure would be at Arkansas, but what if it's in Louisville? I've asked you that before. Game bigger in Louisville or in Arkansas? Like, I think you won me over within Louisville. Because I said Arkansas. I was like, I would just like to go there.
I thought I said Arkansas. No. You might be right.
Maybe you did.
I don't remember.
But regardless, I was like, yeah, man, Louisville might be
it. I definitely had to stay in the Gauthaus as well.
Oh, either way, yeah.
I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah, look, it'd be a lot cheaper on me if they were playing Louisville.
Yeah, right.
Got a little media pass.
Yeah, that's one of them.
I'd stay at the Gauthaus. You know what I'm saying? It's not the worst idea. Man, that's something, though.
I don't know.
I'm here for it. I'd imagine Rothstein will be the one to start dropping
I'll tell you what, while we dream, let me take a last commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Baby. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the station. Although the weather does not say that you're in immediate danger, I still have to remind everyone that your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned, operated, will provide free inspections, estimates. And of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. That was a little hiccup.
I was going to say, I was getting a little nervous there. Like there were two, but that was a great example of yards after contact, man. You spun off a couple hits and picked up five more yards.
That was hiccup from the healthy juice.
Somebody said Strebel may be a notary, but I'm like, I won't be here when Strebel's here.
Strebel's a notary?
I don't know. Somebody said he might be. Look, my son's going to a church camp with Southeast. And they need it's just a power attorney. They're going down to Knoxville, down to UT.
Make sure you read it, Claire.
I don't. I'm like, look, if the church camp don't take care of you, then I don't know what to tell you. You're 15. You're 6 foot two.
You should
figure it out. Yeah. Figure it out.
Listen, dare I not like think about what's the phrase? Being left to your own devices?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Yeah, like, come on, son.
Come on, son. You can't handle that.
Yeah.
You can't handle 2 hours, right?
Well, if anybody's within 10 minutes of hearing you're a notary, I could use you.
I'm telling you. I really do think the bank.
What?
You got to give a shout out.
No, they're actually working. They didn't just pull up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we don't want to give a shout out to Brown Sprinkler Corporation?
I mean, you just did. So
what is Brown Sprinkler?
They're probably putting in sprinklers next door. Insomnia Cookie. Oh, that was that your nickname back in high school? The Brown Sprinkler.
Dude, that sounds like something you get after taco night, man. I don't know.
It could be crap, actually. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Nick.
Speaking of.
It could be poop.
Steve, why did you do that? Why? Listen, people. The worst kind of person is what Steve just did. Nikki, I have the spaghetti squash project coming up.
Oh, God, dude.
And Nikki was telling me that, you know, hey, man, you know, I know it's difficult, but, you know, hey, good for you, Mark. It's like trying to, you know, expand your horizons and eat healthy and do the right thing. And he was trying to support my sugar-free, carb-free lifestyle change. And then Steve, off the top rope, haymaker out of nowhere, sucker punch from behind. Hey, listen. And people, he did it with such delight. Steve said, hey, man, you're going to make that spaghetti squash today? And I was like, yeah, man. Like, what? You did it too? And he's like, yeah. And it's absolute ass.
Gleeful. Gleeful.
It is terrible, dude.
There's no way it can be that bad, Steve.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I
mean, now, Marcus gets to use cheese.
Were you expecting?
Fair. You get to use cheese.
Yes. Were you expecting it to be spaghetti?
When you're on the diet I was on at the time, you're praying that God's going to change the molecular structure of the food as it's in my mouth.
You wanted to be pasta.
It was gonna taste. It was.
Okay, was it the texture?
So bad.
Was it the flavor?
Well, I'm not a cook, for one. You might make it better than I do. And Nick said you can use some ingredients that Nick and I couldn't use. So maybe.
I'm supposed to use olive oil, salt, and pepper.
So it might not be bad. Like, we can even use salt and pepper. Like, you know, like.
We could, but it had to be a certain type
of salt. Well, yeah. It was like.
Now, granted, the salt we got to use was dope. It was good salt.
Oh, now Himalayan salt. I have a big belief.
I get to use Celtic salt. But you're not confident that I'll enjoy it.
I think yours will be better than ours.
Yeah.
Because I do
cook a lot more.
For one, probably. you take time with your cooking. Mm-hmm. And I will say you're pretty good at that, and you get to use some extra ingredients. So yours might not be bad.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
But it wasn't texture, it was flavor that you didn't like.
It was just bland, man. I mean, you have the sugar-free pasta sauce. You don't have any cheese.
I feel like it's a disservice to my beautiful wife to say it tastes like butt.
I will say this. It was filling. It was filling.
Boston, Dallas.
The squash, not the butt.
Boston, Dallas. What goes on? Boston, Dallas. What goes on?
Charity's going to wake up from an epic. What did you say?
Boston, Dallas.
Boston, Dallas.
NBA Finals.
Dallas is going to get one of these next two.
Yeah, they're going to. Gentlemen sweep.
Because they'll. Unless they get busted tonight, it's over. Yeah, it's over. I think it's tonight. Did they play tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
I thought
8 o'clock.
I do think that Dallas, you're still in it. You're only down 2-0. Like, you're in it.
And you're going home.
And
that crowd may be able to.
And if you win tonight, now it's 2-1. You coming back, and okay, now we got to make it 2-2. Now it's a whole series again. We just got to steal one in Boston. That's all we got to do. Like, but I think what happens is Dallas rides that tonight and gets a win. And then Boston adjusts. I think they.
I don't know, man. One of them dudes might be a killer on Hey, man, Drew Holiday, man.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a killer, man.
Porzingis, somebody's going to, yeah. Kyrie's got to step up.
I think Holiday's the dude that just.
I can totally see that. I absolutely can see that.
Before the series started. Because it's like.
But that's where I say, if I'm wrong in that assessment in Boston just. Because I'm being clear. I just think Boston should be better. I don't think it's a good thing. But if Boston wins tonight, this series is over.
Look, of course, Nikki threw it in Kyrie's lap.
Of course.
Well, no, not just him. PJ Washington, too. And Luka needs to.
Now you're pandering to the 93.9 audience now.
What?
And it's PJ Washington. Well, what's PJ Washington done wrong in the series? That's just so wrong.
Well, no, he just like they even the
video.
They made
Luka,
note of it.
Of Luka let 15 blowbys.
I was just about to say Luka needs to tighten up on defense. Oh, that was bad. But Jason Kidd said that the supporting cast needs to step up. Like I played that earlier. Sorry.
Corin Johnson is here.
Well, there you go.
You're gonna go back, find the texter. And so, yeah, panic.
Corin Johnson is posted a picture, and he's on campus. So welcome, scoring Corin.
Of course he is, Steve.
Are we allowed to tell him about our special guest?
No. Yes. No.
Can we tell Nick?
Please.
Is that your brother?
Huh? Is my brother here?
Jamie
here? Is that Jamie? That's Jamie. What's Jamie doing here?
Fire rear end anywhere. That's Jamie. I'll be dang.
Yeah, I was
I'll be dang. Yeah.
Handsome guy coming up here.
Stud. Is he a notary?
Is he a notary? He might be a notary.
He might be.
He does everything else the right way.
So we can't tell Nick?
Oh, come on, guys. I'm on pins and needles. By the way, a caller just said any UPS store has got a notary. So.
Oh, good looking out.
Yeah, and it's free. Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, good looking out. There he is.
Okay, let's just.
Oh, sorry. What's up, Jay? I ruined it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I ruined it.
I did first.
Yeah, he was gonna.
Okay, listen. Say it kind of low, cause.
Okay.
Say it low enough so the people on the radio can't hear it.
Okay, but only Nick can hear it.
Okay, only Nick can hear it.
Tomorrow at 10:30. Pat Kelsey.
Really?
Play us out.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
Tomorrow at 10:30, Pat Kelsey.
In studio?
It's just be on the radio.
That's awesome.
Tomorrow at 10:30.
All right, I promise I won't tell anybody that we're going to have Pat Kelsey tomorrow
at 10:30. Don't tell anybody else that we're going to have Pat Kelsey on the show at 10:30 tomorrow.
Promise.
Nobody.
Lips are sealed.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it on the DL. 93.9
The Veil.
Hey guys, Steve Rummage here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Listen, you're feeling a little out of it, man. Look, you're just not feeling yourself. That's what I kept telling everybody. I said, I just don't feel myself, all right? When I'm out running, when I'm at the gym, say you're at the gym and you're like, usually I get that extra mid-workout, and that's not there anymore. And that was me. I would be midway through a run, and everybody that listens to the show knows I like my runs. I would be midway through a run and just say, I'm done. I don't have it. And I really don't want to do it, you know? And that was the difference. I went in, saw my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. I heard them right here. I went and seen them. I was in there for 30 minutes. It was a quick 30-minute in-and-out appointment. They took my TSA, my PSA. They took my blood, checked for T, and I chatted with them. They come back in. They said, hey, here's your problem. Your testosterone's low. Boom. Okay. We started on it that day. Waive that 99% or $99 fee for that day. I didn't pay anything for that visit. Just come right in. Now, here's the thing. Now, I'm out on a jog. You get a little tired. You got that want to push through. It's that, I can get through this now. You know, I want to get through this. This is fun, you know. And it's just been such a fantastic change to start feeling like Steve again. So, listen, get over there. Check them out. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. And it's what you're going to do. You're going to jump on there. You're going to take a low-T quiz. It's 10 questions. It's going to take you about 2 minutes, yes or no answers. If any of that fits to you, go see our friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Let them know you've heard about them right here. And it's not just if you're here in Louisville. Listen, in Lexington, if you're up in Columbus, if you're in Northern Kentucky, wherever, you can go to Tri-State Men's Health. So go check them out. Tell them you heard about us right here from Steve Rummage on 93.9 The Ville.